The following broadcast is brought to you by Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. Hello, and welcome to the prophetic voice of our time, where we focus on the voice of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our host, Christina Sasso, is a senior pastor at Freedom Fellowship Church. Let's hear what she has to say to the body of Christ.
God bless you for tuning in. Hello. This is Christina Sasso of Freedom Fellowship Church and Sons of God Ministries International, and you are listening to the prophetic voice of our time. Time is truly the essence, and we need to continue to remind ourselves of this, okay? Just keep in mind, this Sunday is the beginning of a new month. What God is doing on the face of the earth is truly breathtaking. And remember, you can follow us also on the Prophetic Voice of Our Time on YouTube. You can subscribe, leave a positive comment and like it, and share it with others. Or you can go to our website, sogmi.org, and click live stream. And we are on Spotify, we are on Apple. So you and I, we don't have an excuse at this time, okay? So let us not take the word of God for granted so that we'll be part of this great move. For those of you who continue to follow the instructions and who continue to pray for our country, for our leaders, and for everybody, thank you very much, especially those who are praying for me and Joshua and this ministry. Remember, we have an audience of one, and God knows where we are at, what we're doing, what we're saying. You will have your rewards, and you will see your loved ones being a part of this great move because of you, because of your faith, because of your seeds, because of your obedience. That's how wonderful our loving God is. He does all the impossible works, and we are partakers of that. All you need to do is to have the motivation of your heart to be pure before Him and allow Him to use you, and He will take of everything else. He will actually prepare you for it. He will remind you. And of course, He's the one who qualifies you. Okay. Now, this is important. I know you have heard this from this broadcast probably numerous times, but the Lord wants me to discuss this again with you. So let us discuss prophecies and the timing of God. I taught about this in one of our Sunday services several weeks ago, and I am sharing this with you again. You have heard of this prophecy over the course of several years, like I said, but I want to ask you to listen and hear it as if you're hearing it for the first time, and you will see the manifestation of this prophecy in a big way. All right? The Holy Spirit always gives us signs, maps, and instruction over the course of times until the prophecy is fully manifested. Repeat that. Until the prophecy is fully manifested. This is how God works. He is not going to tell us the whole caboodle because we will not be able to contain it. He wants us to get involved, to be a part of this great move on the earth. And He knows when we are ready or whether we are ready or not. Remember, God is not going to give us a challenge that we cannot handle. This is the characteristics of our God. If God will tell us everything, we will not be able to handle it. We will walk away from it because we will not be able to contain the plan of God. Okay? It is big. It is awesome. So we need to continue to unlearn things and learn new things every day. And this is actually exciting. Okay. So let us go back to the timing of God and His ways of doing things. And let us apply this prophecy personally in our life. And I pray that God will open your eyes and make your ears sensitive to His voice today. Number one, God had me release the prophecy concerning the uprooting of the wicked root that is in Washington, D.C. that has been there for 100 years, in which all nations of the earth are feeding off it, including those in the body of Christ, some of those in the body of Christ, or some ministries all over the world. And God is very specific, only by His mighty hand that this wicked root will be uprooted. And we're seeing it now, okay? While this is being done, while the uprooting or the exposing of wickedness is being done, while God was exposing this corruption, He will also first deal with the spiritual leaders and the body of Christ as a whole. And you know, over the past years, He's been doing this, okay? There are replacements, displacements, demotions, and promotions. Some were removed from the ministry, okay? And some, the Holy Spirit already left them, and their position was given to somebody else, like Saul and David, okay? So while the Lord is dealing with the world, governments, political leaders, the transfer of wealth will begin to manifest in the body of Christ to those who have been found faithful, those whose hearts are right in the eyes of God. Number four, God gave us a timing that this manifestation will depend on the body of Christ, especially spiritual leaders. If this fully uprooting of the wicked root will get delayed, skip a generation or generations. Instruction is we must continue to unite in prayer and common goal, that we are not supposed to give our own opinions, and there are many other instructions that were recorded. And also for Freedom Fellowship Church, that this ministry will play a significant role in this coming great move of God. If we respond to the call and obey and believe the instruction, in which we have been doing and continue to do so, okay? This prophecy was released, and I'm not even sure of the date. I need to research that. It's either 2016 or 2019. It took several years, but God started moving, and from then on, that this wicked root prophecy is going to be uprooted. The Lord had me release several instructions time and time again. Okay. Verse 6. Now, if you have not heard of this prophecy and are just listening or hearing this for the first time, okay, take heart and listen and follow the instruction and go before the Lord. Okay. God is still calling you to be a part of this great move. And for those of you who have heard of this prophecy and the instruction time and time again, you can judge yourself on how you obey or disobey those instructions, whether you just ignore them, you have forgotten all about them, whether you humbled yourself and made the necessary corrections, and whether you have hardened your heart and continue to insist in doing your own way and pursuing your own agenda and personal desires, you can judge that yourself, okay? Where are you right now? I strongly admonish you to do this, to examine your hearts and go before the Lord and repent. Do not justify yourself, but humbly throw yourself before God and ask Him to forgive you and to help you to make these necessary corrections. Number 7, as we are in the implementation phase, and some are already manifesting in a global proportion, and many instructions and revelations are still coming, the Holy Spirit, as you can see, is very active, He is just waiting for you to spend time with Him to pray and unlearn things. You have to be willing to unlearn things and learn new things from Him. If we are not active and just study prophecies, it will come to pass, but we will not be partakers of it.
Okay?
Remember, we're not supposed to be a student of the Bible or the student of end time prophecy. We're supposed to be a student of the Holy Spirit, because Jesus was very clear. It is the Holy Spirit who will empower you. It is the Holy Spirit who is your teacher, your counselor, your advocate, your friend, and your Lord. He will empower you and He will reveal those things that belong to Jesus. Okay. The example of the students of the Bible or the student of the prophecy who miss it big time is in the Bible. And I just want to point it out to you. If you are one of those who you are bragging, you are boasting that you're a student of the Bible, that you are studying this end time prophecy, you have lost your way, okay? Jesus is front and center of everything, okay? So the prophecy concerning Jesus by prophets of old, that Jesus will be born in Bethlehem, Matthew chapter 2, verse 1. He will also be called Nazarene, right? This is in Matthew chapter 2, verses 19 through 23. Let me read it to you. Matthew chapter 2, verses 19 through 23. After Herod died, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother and go to the land of Israel, for those who were trying to take the child's life are dead." So he got up, took the child and his mother, and went to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was reigning in Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. Having been warned in a dream, he withdrew to the district of Galilee, and he went and lived in a town called Nazareth. So was fulfilled what was said through the prophets, "He will be called a Nazarene," Isaiah 11:1, Isaiah 60:21, and Zechariah chapter 6, verse 12. The learned and spiritual leaders, the teachers of the law, even King Herod, missed it big time. How the kings of the East found out the birth of the Messiah? Through a star that guided them. And it was by the Holy Spirit, and they went searching for Him. So they saw a sign, they heard it, and they did search for Jesus. The shepherds found out about the Messiah through the angelic host. It was revealed to both groups, the kings of the East and the shepherds, about the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ through and by supernatural means. God was involved, okay? God was involved. So whatever God is doing here on the earth, He is revealing, He has revealed it to us already and about ready to follow up with instructions like He instructed Joseph, okay? The education, the learning of the priest, the teachers of the law, and King Herod miss it big time because God is a spirit. Things of the spirit are spiritually discerned. Both priests and teachers of the law, listen to me, both priests and teachers of the law were blinded by their own resume, by their title, by their qualifications and social standing. You know, if they could have known by and through the scripture on what Herod is going to do to stop the threat of the Messiah taking Herod's kingdom, the priest would not have told him everything about the Messiah. You know why? Herod had children killed or massacred. And I guarantee you, some of those priests and teachers of the law knew somebody or have relatives that have infants in those times. Okay? And this was in the scripture in which the priest and the teachers of the law knew and have read about the prophecies. Jeremiah 31, verse 15. This is what the Lord says. A voice is heard in Ramah, mourning and great weeping. Rachel weeping for her children and refusing to be comforted because her children are no more. Matthew chapter 2, verse 16 through 18. When Herod realized that he had been outwitted by the Magi, he was furious, and he gave orders to kill all the boys in Bethlehem and its vicinity who were 2 years old and under, in accordance with the time he had learned from the Magi. Then what was said through the prophet Jeremiah was fulfilled. A voice is heard in Ramah, weeping and great mourning. Rachel weeping for her children and refusing to be comforted because they're no more. Could you imagine that? That was in the conscience and in the blood of the Pharisees, the Sadducees, and the teachers of the law. So why did the spiritual leaders, teachers of the law, missed all about Jesus? Could it be that they focus on their own importance? They're enjoying their important position? That they are better and above everybody else because they are priests? Could they be that they felt threatened by a new leader and his style of teaching? Could it be that they're protecting their own turf? And Jesus called them children or sons of the devil. They have forgotten about God who appointed them in that position. It is easy for them to investigate Jesus. They could have investigated because they knew that the Messiah will be born of a virgin, that the Messiah will be called Nazarene. They could have studied all of that. They could have investigated it. But they rely in their head knowledge about the Messiah, and they missed him big time. Okay? I want you to meditate on that. The transfer of wealth and influence in our present days, this coming great move of God, you cannot qualify or just get it by just own your own qualification, training, and experience. It had to be done through spiritual or supernatural means. It must involve the leading, teaching, revelation from the Holy Spirit. It will involve the heavens or the angelic host. And it involves us exercising our authority in Christ Jesus and obey the Great Commission. The Great Commission is to preach the good news about Jesus and the coming Messiah and to make disciples of all nations, teaching them to obey God and to apply His ways of doing things in every sector of society, not just within the four walls of our church, okay? We are now in Revelation 1:6, that God has created us to be a kingdom of priests or kings and priests to rule and reign with Him here on earth. Some of us are wanting or trying to be priests, but don't know how to govern as a king or to manage wealth as a king, because the full-time ministry focus is to preach. No, our last instruction that I release from the Lord is, you do not preach anything not unless you walk it. We are not going to preach about God. We got to know Him and His ways of doing things. Those are different, like day and night. We are followers of our Lord Jesus Christ. He too was led by the Holy Spirit, not just reading and studying the Word like the Pharisees and the teachers of the law. We are, or we need to open ourselves for new revelation from the Holy Spirit by the Word of God, a step-by-step instruction from the Holy Spirit, and we need to believe the impossible. Okay? Just like I said, the spiritual leaders in Jesus' time, before He was even born, they know that Jesus will be born of a virgin. They did not bother to investigate or pursue the prophecy, but they were so proud to have known of this prophecy from the Bible, and they are so proud that they were asked by the king himself, King Herod, about the Messiah. We need to be hungry for the truth. We need to pursue, receive, and believe the impossible. We just don't talk about it. We need to pursue the truth with all of our hearts and our minds. Signs must follow us concerning this move of God in our days. We need to rely on the Holy Spirit, and we need to be patient and disciplined. We should remove ourselves from competition, from malice, from jealousy. And you know how we can accomplish this? Ask the Holy Spirit to teach you how to love Jesus, how to fall, to make you fall in love with Jesus over and over and over again. We put ourselves first and foremost, or our loved ones first and foremost, we are already in violation of the greatest commandment of all. That is to love the Lord with all our heart, with all our mind, with all of our soul. And then the second is love our neighbors as we love ourselves. It is important for us to unlearn things. I know that is a challenge for me. When I get comfortable on something, I don't want to change. And a lot of times I stumble because of that. But once I learned, I get up and ask the Lord for forgiveness. It is important for us to try on this. Let me tell you a story. I shared with you that I want this ideal house for me, okay? So that I can finish all the books, my experiences with God, and finish some scripts or screenplay for the movie productions. And I need to isolate myself, don't have to be concerned about it. I have my own space, etc., etc. The Lord corrected me and said that, are you not transitioning as a king and a priest? And said, yes. Then stop thinking small things. I thought that I'm being personal and selfish by wanting a place that I have privacy away from even the family members. And the Lord said that you will be, my plan for you is to receive kings and leaders of the world. So you have to look for a house, you know, and you have to receive and believe a house, big things like that, okay? So I've been looking, and I saw a house, and all of a sudden, as a mother, I said, "Oh man, this would be a room for my daughter. This would be a room. This would be so and so." I automatically include everybody, and the Lord said, "What did I tell you?" And said, "They are going to make their own decision and follow me," and said, "with their own motivation. You cannot do it for them." So I repent. But you know what I told God? You know, God, I said, "I am like you. I'm sorry, but I'm going to change. And I need your help for me to change my mindset. But I'm like you. As for my children, I know that everything that I thought about them is to not to harm them, but to give them hope in the future." And said, that's where you stand. And said, that is your characteristics that I'm taking on, even though I am not applying your ways of doing things. And I'm talking about Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. And the Lord just kind of chuckled and said, "You're right. That is my characteristics. But you need to change your focus. You need to change your focus for the kingdom, because this is not just for your children. It's for the nations of the world, for my people." And I'm running out of time. God bless you for tuning in. Until next time.
Thanks for tuning in. You've been listening to the prophetic voice of our time. We really hope you were blessed by today's episode. And if you were, we want to hear from you. You can call us at 210-695-1630. Or you can email us at sogmi@outlook.com. That's SOGMI at Outlook.com. And we really encourage you to visit our website, SOGMI.org. That is SOGMI.org. That's where you can listen to previous episodes of this podcast and even support this broadcast. We're supported by listeners just like you. So if you want to support this ministry, you can go to SOGMI.org and hit the donate button. You can also send a check to P.O. Box 1579, Helotes, Texas 78023. Again, that is P.O. Box 1579, Helotes, Texas 78023. Thank you.